When we beat Tyrone in 15, I thought we were on a winner. So and we were in the final against you. And then we just never showed up, you know, in the final.
The Football Pod is available every Tuesday exclusively on the OTB Sports app.
Big breaking news over the last 24 hours. Roy Keane has been linked with a return to Sunderland. I'm delighted to say Craig Hope of the Daily Mail, their North East football correspondent, is back with us. Craig, we were just last week talking about Newcastle and their transfer window, and now all of a sudden Sunderland are back in the news with potentially a return of Roy Keane. It will be box office, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Listen, you guys haven't rung me for 2 years. You've rung me twice in a week now. It just shows you what's happening up here in the northeast. A week ago we were talking about Newcastle, weren't we, and being the richest spenders in Europe. 1 week on, not satisfied with that. We've got the potential and probably the likelihood of Roy Keane coming to the northeast to return to Sunderland, and it would be absolutely sensational. Now, yesterday morning I got word that Roy was interested in the job and Sunderland were interested in him. We then broke the story on the Daily Mail yesterday afternoon that Roy would be interviewed for the position. I understand the latest this morning is that face-to-face talks are set to take place. He is, for the majority within the club, the number one choice in a short-term role between now and the end of the season. And I think something like that would appeal to Keane. I really do. The chance to come in and take over his side. Listen, they're only 2 points off the automatic promotion places. You've got Jermaine Defoe coming back last week as well. There is all of a sudden a romance around the club. And if you put Keane and Defoe on the same ticket, well, wow, you'd probably be selling out that 50,000-seater stadium in League One. So the latest we know is that formal talks are set to take place. If they go well, and I think it's as much Roy Keane interviewing Sunderland as it is Sunderland interviewing Roy Keane, by the way, if they go well, I think things could move very quickly and Roy could well be appointed. And wow, what an appointment that would be, you know, for supporters, for the press, for the football club, even for Roy himself as well. I really am, as a journalist, selfishly, I'm really hoping this happens.
So we're on the other side of that, whereas actually we want to still see him on TV every week because we've really enjoyed who he has become. It seems like... what's the assessment of Keane, the manager? Is there a romance around Sunderland about what he did when he was there the first time? And does that tally with who he is now, do you think, Craig?
Well, there's only one of his former clubs he could go back to in terms of a club where he's managed to coach and where he would be so gratefully received, and that would be Sunderland. You know, there's still the affection for him there. He's still hugely popular. You consider the job he came in. You know, Niall Quinn had the awful start when he was juggling, you know, part chairman, part manager back in 2007, whenever it was, and they were bottom of the championship when Roy Keane came in. It was testament to the job he did and the charisma of him too. So he was an atomic bomb of charisma, really, over Sunderland during that period. He took them from what was the bottom of the championship to the top of the division, won promotion, took them into the Premier League, survived relatively comfortably the next year, but then had, as is the way with Roy, had differences with the ownership, left halfway through the following season, but his stock is still extremely high in these parts, and it would be a massively popular appointment among supporters, certainly.
The other thing that a lot of people in this part of the world probably don't know too much about is the current ownership structure. Like the thing with Ellis Short was he wasn't appointed by Ellis Short. He was originally appointed by the Irish guys who owned the club. And so that's Ellis right. Short came in, bought the club from the Irish guys, and the fallout happened relatively quickly after that. This time it's the manager being hired by the current owner. So you would hope that they have some understanding of what any potential long-term future might look like if they were to hitch their wagons together.
I mean, Roy Keane falling out with Ellis Short within a year of Ellis Short's ownership was quite prophetic, really, in terms of the signpost for Ellis Short's tenure going forward. You know, I think Roy Keane got a feel very quickly for what Ellis was and what he wasn't, and it wasn't for him. And subsequently, Ellis Short's ownership ultimately took the club to where it is now. Yeah, there's been one set of owners in between, Stuart Donald and Charlie Methven, Wayne Satori, who are still involved with the club, by the way. They are still shareholders in the background, but certainly the front of house ownership now is Kirill Louis-Dreyfus, the French-Swiss trust fund billionaire, and he's assisted by Christian Speakman, the sporting director, and it's a forward-thinking model. That's the way they like to see it. Now, for example, on Monday, after Lee Johnson was sacked on Sunday night following the 6-0 defeat at Bolton on Saturday, Christian Speakman, the sporting director, called a meeting with the players to outline the reasons why Lee Johnson had been sacked. And there was a little bit of talk in there of things like XG and, you know, real forward thinking in terms of strategy and their methodology. And I think that a couple of the players weren't really on board with that. I think there's quite a few in there still loyal to Johnson who thought it was harsh that the manager was sacked with them only 2 points off the automatic promotion places. So if Roy does come in, he'll be inheriting a dressing room who didn't necessarily feel there was a need for a change of manager. But then on the other side of the coin, you've got elements of the ownership who thought that cosiness with the manager was the reason exactly why they did need a change. They did need someone to come in there and give them a short, sharp shock. And that man, they feel, is absolutely Roy Keane. And my own personal opinion is, I think it is just the appointment they need in the isolation of this season and what they want and what they need now to reignite that promotion push. They only won one of the last five. They're beginning to stutter. Yes, you can make all the arguments about league position not being what it was, but, you know, they're good enough. They should be up there. And I think Keane is the man to achieve that.
Is there a world where Roy Keane takes them up and decides, and they both decide that was job done and he walks away? Or is it kind of built in that if he takes them up, then he'll take them into the Championship next season as well?
Honest answer is we don't know. And also, you say, is there a world where that happens? Well, this is Roy Keane world, so anything can happen. When I was told yesterday afternoon that Sunderland will interview Roy Keane, it was provided with the caveat, this is Roy Keane, he could change his mind tonight. You know, he could get a call from somebody in football who puts him off the job, and he could say, you know what, I don't really fancy this anymore. So it's Roy Keane, anything that happened, that's why he's box office. That's why if he does come in, we'll be going there every week on Mass to interview him, to talk to him. You know, he really does have that draw and that pull. Listen, if Roy Keane takes him up into the Championship, I think it would potentially be very hard for him not to want to carry on that project. But at the same time, as you saw with his previous time at the club, that would be dependent on certain guarantees in him buying into the future direction and the level of ambition and intent of the ownership. And as of yet with the current ownership model, I think we perhaps expected more in terms of investment. I think they've spent £1 million, £2 million on new players. Now, when Kirill Louis-Dreyfus arrived a year and a half ago, I think we expected a lot more than that, bearing in mind the wealth behind them. That hasn't quite happened yet. I think maybe the ownership structure is part of the reason to do with that. But if Keane comes in and Keane makes certain demands and wants and does well and stays on beyond the summer, I think we probably have to see that change. I think he would only stay on if he knew the project was right for him.
You talked about the use of XG in that meeting where the owners are explaining, the director of football is explaining to the team what happened. Roy Keane is not that type of football analyst. Certainly he hasn't shown that in any of the roles. That's not what he talks about when he's on television. Would he need to add that into his backroom team? Is that the assumption here? Or is this, as you say, short, sharp shock and then everybody revisits in the summer?
Could be, and I think that was one of the questions the players asked during the meeting on Monday. They said, you know, if you guys are thinking now of bringing in someone short-term to get us promoted, what happened to this long-term plan, this long-term project that we've been sold and everyone is trying to buy into? So there is that. It's sort of a clash, really, in terms of that. You're exactly right. Roy Keane isn't the sort of character you would expect who would come into a model which is based on expectations and targets to be met in relation to XG. Now, you can just imagine what he thinks about, which is why I said earlier, this meeting in the next couple of days is as much Roy interviewing Sunderland as it is Sunderland interviewing Roy. But again, I come back to what I said, in the isolation of what they need now and what they want now, someone to go into the dressing room to shake it up, the short, sharp shock to introduce a winning culture. What was said to me was they want a leader in there who sets standards. Well, that is Roy Keane's job description as a player, almost, wasn't it? You know, a leader who sets standards. That's what they want, and that is why they're so sweet on Roy Keane. I think the bigger picture stuff is probably a conversation for another day further down the line.
And sorry, Craig, the manager who got sacked, did his entire backroom team go as well, or are they still in play? So I'm wondering, is Roy coming essentially as a lone wolf here, and maybe with a right-hand man, but not with a whole backroom team, so he can walk in, use what's already there and essentially just be a motivator?
Yeah, no, Johnson's assistant went with him, so Roy Keane would need to bring in a new assistant. And I suppose that would be the nature of the talks, really, in terms of the makeup of the backroom staff. Of course, some staff are still there because they needed someone to prepare the team and to take the team ahead of the game this weekend. So, yeah, I think issues like that will all be up for discussion. I think what you won't see is Roy Keane bringing an entire staff with him in terms of analysts, goalkeeping coaches, fitness coaches, all the rest of it. It might be one or two to help him. Listen, we're assuming he is going to take the job. We don't know that yet. I think if he does, though, it will just be one or two at most in the short term.
Is it a bit bizarre that this is happening just days after the transfer window closes?
There is an element of that. You know, I know that there's been concerns about Lee Johnson among the ownership for a little while now. There was a sticky run in the autumn where they didn't think they were winning enough games. Now, Lee Johnson then answered those questions by going on a wonderful run in December and emerging with the Manager of the Month award. Now, the wheels have come off a little bit since then. But so what happened was they had the good run in December. Johnson then won, I won't use day of execution, but you know, Johnson won more time, and you know, you thought this is going to work, they're on track for promotion. They then went about the January business, but parallel to going through the transfer window was this dip in form and this, you know, one win in the last five, which culminated in the 6-0 defeat at Bolton on Saturday. I think it was always going to be difficult for Lee Johnson to survive that, despite his popularity within the dressing room and despite the fact they still were so close to promotion. And there are mitigating factors for Lee. You know, they haven't spent millions on players, as I said before there. Roy or any manager will potentially be coming into a situation that isn't necessarily catastrophic. You know, you're inheriting a situation where promotion is still very real and almost very likely to be expected. They just want someone to come in there and shake it up in the short term.
Well, that'll definitely happen. Craig, great to have you with us. It's gone from famine to a feast in no time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We're never quiet up here. It's always good fun.
Good stuff. That's Craig Hope there from the Daily Mail, giving us the very latest on the Roy Keane situation. And we will obviously watch that with bated breath to see exactly what happens. No word yet on whether or not they have signed up for, or if they might reconsider signing up for, another series of Sunderland Till I Die, which, you know, would definitely make the whole thing worthwhile for everybody, assuming everybody was getting their taste.